everyone. Welcome to Spill the Beans Podcast. My name is Lester.
Yes, and this is Paolo. And I don't know how many episodes we already have, but I think this is more than 13 or 14 episodes already.
Yes.
And today we have a very special guest, no? An old-time friend of the channel.
Old-time talaga.
Old-time friend, yes. She's old-time, pero hindi naman siya old.
Yes.
She's actually very young. Same age ba kayo, Lester?
Yes.
Yes. Same age kami.
Same age. Parang nangitim ka talaga, Lester. Sa makikita ba natin to once uploaded na ganyan talaga kulay mo?
Parang nangitim ako.
Just for the memory keepers, no, we're slowing down on our introduction. For the memory keepers, just to let you know, hindi naman po ganyan kaitim si Lester.
Siguro sa damit.
Sa damit. Yes. I don't know what's happening. Hopefully, it's not our camera. But he is more fair-skinned than what you see on your screens right now. Okay, so today we have a special guest. This is another YouTube talk. We have a content creator. And today we have Bob.
Hello.
Bob. Bob, what's the handle name on your YouTube channel?
Bob Ekarma. So it's at BOBECARMA.
Okay. Bob Ekarma. Okay. Bob, can you introduce yourself? Just your name, your YouTube handle name, mm-hmm. and then what? Because right now Bob is in a transitional phase in your life, right?
Yes, going into a new chapter.
Going into a new chapter. So we'll just start off with your name and your YouTube handle name or your channel name first, so you can look at your camera and just mention your name.
Okay, hello guys. My name is Bob Ekarma, and you can find me on YouTube and other social media at BOBECARMA. So that's Bob Ekarma.
Wow, Bob, you seem to be an expert on this. Sa intro pa lang, nakikita ko na parang sanay ka na eh.
Aspiring lang.
Aspiring. Is there, have you done other things in front of the camera? Are you involved with a certain form of media? Have you done spoken word or anything like
very
that?
Very specific.
Okay.
But yeah, I have. So I used to do spoken word way back, hindi naman mga 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I do also a lot of hosting for events or mga gigs and things like that. So medyo sanay naman.
Where did you get that skill of hosting? Because you're pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. where did you acquire that? Because you don't just... Well, I guess for some, you're more inclined.
Mm.
But for you, it seems very second nature. So how did you develop that?
Well, I actually took an elective when I was in college. Okay. Specifically, it was called Hosting 101. And that's really where it started. So from there, I would just go into events and stuff. Mm. And then, syempre, nahone na yung skill na yan.
So may training ka pala talaga.
Yes, yeah.
So si Lester pala, natural ka.
True.
Oo, si Lester,
no training needed.
No training needed eh. Yeah. He is one of the most exciting hosts that we'll ever encounter. So sige, si Street... or Lester is signaling to me that we should look at some of Bob's previous clips. Ooh. With Teddy Sage clothing. So this is Bob's channel. But before we go to Bob's channel, mm-mm. can we pull up the event where Bob, we had an event in Greenbelt for Christra Vlogs. Ayun, looks very familiar, no?
Yung
nasa gitna. And how long ago was this?
Was this like a year ago or 2 years ago?
December 14, 2017.
Oh my gosh.
27, how time flies, no?
Yeah.
Grabe. But Bob, you still look the same.
Just
the hair. Too bad kasi talaga naka-colorblind ako. So it still looks the same to me. Okay. So at this time, what was going on in your life at this time? Were you working somewhere else?
Yeah. So at that time, I think I was just in my first year of work, and then I would do hosting as a freelance.
First year of work.
Mm-mm.
Is it okay if we ask where you used to work?
So I used to work in a music agency called Homonym. Yes.
Wow, music agency. How?
Yes.
What is? I'm not familiar. Mm-hmm. A music agency handles what? I know a nako, ito na yung mga comments. I know a music agency handles music, mm-hmm. pero to be more specific, right. What do you guys do on a day-to-day basis?
So actually, I was very blessed because the company I went into was the first music agency in the Philippines.
Wow.
So it's okay for other people like not to really know it because it's a really new field. But what we do, instead of creating music, we help brands, let's say, get artists for their campaigns, or we help people license songs, things like that. And we do events also. So a lot of stuff naman, but all music related.
All music related. Yeah. You were saying, just to rewind a little mm-hmm. bit, you help brands mm-hmm. get artists. Mm-hmm. So what specifically do you mean by that? You help brands. When we say brands, are we talking about corporate brands or more of music labels?
Mostly corporate.
Corporate brands. Mm-hmm. Okay, when corporate brands have a business need for musicians or singers, what specifically? For advertising or marketing?
So sometimes they would get them, let's say, as an endorser and an ambassador for their brand. But also sometimes they're just like, hey, can we use their song? Like, can you help us go through that transaction or something?
Okay, so they get musicians mm-hmm. Either known or still... starting out musicians?
Yeah. Sometimes they would get the known ones, but actually, as in our company at least, we would really push for the up and coming ones, yung mga independent people who are really talented and just need that extra push to be out there.
What do you call again the startup musicians?
Indie.
There you go. Yeah, more of the indie artists.
Yes.
So, what was your job description there? What was your core responsibility?
I was the lead music supervisor there in that company. Yeah.
Galing, parang job interview lang naman itong pinuntahan mo. No, just to get to know you a little more. You were saying you were the
lead music supervisor.
What is a lead music supervisor? What do you do on a... May plano ako mag-apply.
So here's the resume. But actually, I don't know if you notice when you watch movies, but there would always be like a composer, but there would also be a music supervisor. So the music supervisor naman is in charge of pitching songs to the movie. Like, let's say, hey, this really popular movie should use a rock song, and these are the rock artists and the rock songs that you can use that I can help license for you for that movie. So that's mostly what I did. I would pitch songs for different projects and then negotiate for the artists and things like that.
Negotiate on the side of the artist or negotiate more with... I just answer. I don't like it when I answer ask questions and then I answer it in my head. But just for the memory keepers and the subscribers, you negotiate technically on the side of the artist and your office. Okay. It sounds like a very fun job. And how long did you stay there?
I was there. So I did an internship for about 3 months, and then I was there for 1 year and a couple months after. Almost 2 years.
Almost two years. Were there any famous musicians that you came across?
Oh yeah. I can't say
you
all of them.
You can't say all of them.
Confidential. But confidential. A lot naman.
But mostly local artists.
Yes, always. Our goal was really to push local artists. So yeah.
Okay. So at that time when we... right now we have on the screen, we have Bob's hosting gig from a very good company. I think this company's name is Teddy Sage Clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a very good company.
Up and coming. soon to be on the Fortune.
Hip and happening.
Yeah, hip and happening. Thank you. Please give me more of the young words. Masyadong old words na yan. Okay. So this is Bob hosting our very first Christian Vlogs event in Greenbelt.
Aww.
And at this time, you were still working for the music company.
Yes.
Bob, was hosting, is this something that you usually do on the side?
Yes.
Yeah. How often do you do it?
Well, honestly, as often as people invite me to do it. But usually, siguro I get maybe one or two a month. Maybe.
One or two a month. So what is it? You crave for it? You look for it?
Not really. I would never really put myself out there and be like, hire me, I'm a host. But I'm just really blessed to know people that would always put on events or gigs and be like, hey, can you host? I'm like, of course, game.
Okay. Can you pause a little bit on this one? a little backstory here. No, don't worry. Don't worry. I won't reveal anything. So can we go back to where Bob was holding a piece of paper? Okay, so this part, I have to give a lot of credit to Bob because I just gave her that paper like 5 or 3 minutes before we started, and she just really picked up on everything that I asked her to do. She had no choice but to read it at this point. Pero as the show progressed, she was able to really relay everything that I asked her to say, because at this point, itong show na to was all it was kind of collapsing with certain.
It was really fun.
No, on the before the, we had the show,
the behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. So there were so many moving parts. Mm-mm. That some people canceled, mm-hmm. other people weren't sure. So everything was frantic beforehand. And luckily, we just kept working amidst the storm, and then everything just came together when we started. But this is a testament to Bob's hosting skills, because she was really able to go about and really deliver sa Christian Vlogs at this time. So that training, that composure, you got that from school?
From school, but mostly from other events. Like, the best training and experience I get from events talaga, and the really stressful type of events.
That's true. Alam mo, kahit dito sa podcast, we feel that eh. The more podcasts that we go through, kahit gaano kapagod na pagod na kami, that's really the thing that sharpens you, no?
Yes.
The more you do it, the more you become better at it. So right now, I don't want to jump into other aspects immediately, but there's a certain development in Bob's life, right?
Yes.
Is it okay to discuss
it? Of course.
She's getting married?
Okay. No, hindi ako aware.
No, we're just kidding. She's still very young, and a lot of dreams and goals.
That
and,
happens, yes.
Okay. So, Bob, wow, ito pala. Ang daming. Oh. How come all these things aren't on your channel?
Oh, because I feel like as a creator, I'm so gulo when it comes to my content. Like, I can't piece everything together and stuff like that. So I'm thankful other people upload for me.
Bob, ang dami, ah.
I know.
Etong life, what's this life after Mint?
I got interviewed recently by my college. So that's their segment where they interview all the alumni and be like, how are you doing? How has college helped you?
Okay. So you're friend is also from the same school.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. So Mint. Mm-hmm. What does Mint stand for?
Meridian International.
Meridian International. So, ang Mint really specializes more on the artistic, artistic demographic.
Yes.
Wow. Bob, ano naman ang sinasabi mo dito? Dahil medyo hindi ko pa naririnig.
Okay, so yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I'm mostly talking about my course and how it brought me to where I am now.
this looks like a very hip school.
It is. It's one floor in a building, but it's very hip naman.
Okay. And then the fact that you were able to do hosting and they gave you training on that.
Yeah,
it's very rare that other media schools actually really teach that.
Yeah, I was very thankful for that.
Okay, so this is Mint. This was they interviewed you because you were an alumni of the school.
Yeah.
Mint has been around for how long?
I feel like maybe 7 years, 5 to 7 years.
7 years, very, so fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob, you're such a community. Yeah, nabibisaya na naman ako. Chameleon. Can you help me, Lester? Chameleon.
Chameleon.
Chameleon. Yeah, chameleon. Ako naman.
Chameleon.
Because you can change your look on a drop of a hat. Is that the proper
look
expression?
Look like yung face ko. Ganun.
Here's what I'm trying to say. Parang you can look corporate and then on the next show, you can look young. And then on the next show, ito, here you look like an alumni. Parang talagang you can change immediately.
Yeah, depending on the need.
Kaya niya mag-adapt agad.
Oo. Ako kasi conference room lang ang look all the time. Hindi ako maka-change. Okay. Is this something that you pride yourself in the ability to adapt to any stage?
I actually never thought of that about myself till now. So thank you.
No, you can't. Because even when I see the thumbnails on the videos, iba-iba eh. Even with a spoken word. Yan, okay, aking segue sa spoken word.
No?
Okay. So itong spoken word. For the people who don't know, what is spoken word?
So spoken word is basically poetry that you recite. So it's you.
Roses reciting. Are red, magano.
Yes,
violets
exactly.
Are. Yes,
exactly. Ano ba yun? Violets are blue.
Violet, tama ba yun?
Yes. Tama naman.
I started to doubt myself. Violets are blue. Parang mali. Okay, so you used to do spoken word.
Sa ito ba yun?
Ayan, ito na ang spoken word. Medyo pakinggan natin ang konti. So what we're looking at right now, wow, stages, session, Phil Pop. All right. So, BGC Art Center.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Looks familiar, huh? Christmas of ano yan?
Christmas of 2017.
Very busy talaga to si Bob.
Yung 2017 though, it's like my busiest year.
2017. Parang, hindi tayo 2016.
This song is the song
okay.
This piece.
Oh, you're going to sing.
No, nagkamali ako. Akala ko rin nga kakanta ako.
So wait, this is...
Yes.
Okay. Love
so
Actually.
So weird to watch yourself, no?
Yeah, okay. Love Actually. Shoot, who's in Love Actually?
Keira Knightley.
So listen intently.
Okay.
For now, let me say, without hope or agenda... Just because it's Christmas, and at Christmas you tell the truth. The truth is that I didn't want to write about Christmas. Sorry. I didn't want to write about the gifts or the wish lists, not about the sales and how it's good for business, not about the shopping and how it eats us up like a sickness or how it's an illness to be single while everyone gets kisses, not about how you're forced to mingle while your titas talk chismis. No, I didn't want to write about Christmas. I didn't want to write about how you're forced to sing and dance to get cash. Or
it's
how
good.
Much wrapping paper ends up in the trash. Or how many times we have to hear songs about reindeer or elves or mistletoes in hallways, none of which I have ever seen in my life, yet we sing about anyway. I didn't want to write about how the reason for the season is love. Or was it forgiveness? About how true riches come from above, even if your savings get diminished. About how his presence is better than presents, yet you look to your parents to shower blessings on blessings on blessings. I didn't want to write about how you wait
so
for drowned men in red, slide down chimneys you don't have, because all the Christmas songs said that if you don't get gifts, you've been bad. I didn't want to write about any of these things because they sounded like a broken record being played over and over, even if I never owned any records, so there was nothing left to break. It's funny how a season so merry can make you feel pretty empty and get you pretty drunk. Like the little kid joy inside you has shrunk, so no, I didn't want to write about Christmas. But they say at Christmas, you tell the truth. So to be honest, it amazes me how you can spend all your time waiting in line to gift wrap bottles of wine. Or how you brave the traffic, whether on roads or in shopping malls, to shop for bath soap that's organic for a tita you never liked at all. Yes, that one, the one who keeps saying you're getting fatter. But it's okay, because this is the season that you've mastered fake laughter. See, it amazes me how you can still be merry, even if you're spending Christmas in a ferry. or in the terminal of an airport just to spend an hour with a family you've been traveling days for. Or how there's still beauty in reusing all the same decor, even if your lanterns are falling to the floor or your lights don't work anymore. Or how no one minds if you've been buying a smaller tree because every year you've been growing a bigger family. And you all still sing karaoke really badly. And you all gather to hear the exact same story, yet you listen. You listen intently. They say, at Christmas, you tell the truth. So the truth is, I didn't want to write about Christmas, but it's all I wrote about. Thank you.
Wow. So, I have to applaud I hope we can show that. Unfortunately, memory keepers, I can't guarantee that what we just watched we can show you because I'm not sure of the copyright or who owns the clip, but hopefully we can show it. Bob, what's your process? Well, but before we get to the process, that's amazing on how you can keep composure. I know how it is when you're in front of a crowd that big.
Yeah, I was so nervous. You could hear it in my voice. Yeah. Shake na siya.
So how did you stay composed? Because I thought you were going to lose it at one point.
Yeah, I thought so too. I legit forgot everything I remember. And then I was just like,
Then how did you get back in the game? How did you control your disposition and
it's
say,
a good
okay?
Question.
Yeah, because it really looked like, if from that point, it looked like you were derailed, you were gone. So how did you get back into that?
Well, backtrack on that specific performance, I was so nervous because I didn't prepare as well. And that's one of the performances that I had to memorize. Because usually I'm more confident, syempre, if I have my notebook or something like that.
Wait. I have to slow you. You did not prepare? That whole thing was...
I don't know, man. I wrote it and I memorized it. But okay. I wasn't as prepared.
All right.
I felt like I wasn't as prepared for it. Like, I only memorized it that day. Okay. Yeah, I memorized it that day.
What's the setting so that the memory keepers can visualize it? Are you in BGC Maybank?
Yeah, Maybank Theater in
BGC. That's big.
Yeah. Well, no, just that I forgot the name of the room specifically, but it wasn't as big naman. Siguro mga 100 people.
No, I know this. This has to be the where the dance practices happen or the recital. It's still big. It's high ceiling.
Yeah,
diba?
It is pretty big. Yeah.
Yeah. So, because I'm thinking if it's in the main theater, parang ang hirap mag-set up ng ganyan. So, okay, it's in the smaller place, but it's still 100 people.
Yes.
And for those who are just so used to YouTube, it's different when you just see numbers. But once you see faces in the crowd, it takes a different kind of person to really perform. Kasi yung mga vloggers ngayon, di nyo naman nakikita.
Yeah. The reactions of people and everything. It throws you off.
Exactly. Tapos pag may magbulungan lang ng konti
sa... I know! Is it me? Are you talking about me?
Diba? Sa first row. Okay, so going back to your amazing performance, Bob. How you got thrown off a little bit? And what was your disposition again on how to get back?
I think that's the part naman where people are helpful, because if I was saying it, let's say in front of a camera, I would have been like, okay, cut, like let's take it again. But you can't do that when it's live, syempre.
Yes.
So at that point, just looking at the faces of my friends in the audience, and like, you know how at least they're supporting you even if you mess up.
Yeah.
And that just sort of like, oop, I remember the next line. And then you just keep going like after that naman.
So technically your training kicked in.
Yeah.
All of the subjects, the credits, and all the previous experiences is automatically kicked in. That's amazing. You know what? Bagay ka mag-lawyer.
Thank you.
Bagay.
I like that segue. That was so smooth.
Bagay ka mag-lawyer, no?
The memory keepers are like, huh? Saan yun ang galing?
Saan ang galing yung pag-lawyer, no? Hindi ko maintindihan. Pero no, you have the persona. You have the composure.
Thank you.
When you talk, people listen. Because there are a lot of people who talk and nobody listens.
Ano sabi mo?
It happens, no? Daming public speakers na wala nakikinig.
Yeah, you get bored and everything.
You get bored. So also that command of the audience, mm-hmm. you got that from school as well?
Yeah, from school and then all the events that led up to that. Uh-huh. But I have had bad gigs naman that literally people weren't, di nila ako pinapansin, like I'm on stage, I'm like, hi guys, so walang sumasagot. But that's what shapes you naman into the person you are.
All the mistakes from the past,
exactly.
they help you. Mm-mm. All right. So what was there any one experience on stage that was really embarrassing for you?
Well, not siguro I won't rank it. I mm-hmm. remember this one time, it was a corporate-ish gig and then I said the wrong brand. So parang, oh my gosh, patay na ako. Wala na ako work after this. But di naman, parang save naman, save. You really have to own up what you, like the mistakes you make. Because if it's live, you can't take it back. And you just have to be like, oops, sorry. Yes. It was a food brand and I said the other food brand and then I just kept saying other food brands and I was like, sorry, gutom kasi ako, guys. Ganun. Tapos tumawa naman sila. Uh-oh. Yeah. Ayun. And then there have been times that I was called out because people felt like I was talking too much. So mm-hmm. that's when I learned naman, especially when it's events for, let's say, yung mga gigs, may mga bands, which I do a lot.
Yes.
If the band is setting up and sometimes they take too long to set up, you don't want to talk the audience ear off. So I've learned to be like, okay guys, stay tuned. I'll be back for the next artist. Ganon. So,
Okay. I learned something new there. I thought kasi pag may preparation, mm-hmm. lalo na sa concert, you just have to get out there like a mm-hmm. like a hype man. I think they call it more like a hype man.
More of an MC.
MC, and then you just keep talking. Yeah. So may instances pala na you just have to be very mm-hmm. conservative with your words.
Yeah. If you really run out of things to say, it does more damage than it does good because to keep blabbering about random things.
Okay.
And I learned that the hard way. Like I got a really painful, siguro, comment. Yeah. Na parang, why is the host talking so much? Ganun, ganun. And I was like, oh, okay. That's when I learned naman the value of knowing when to step back.
So someone really said it in front of you? Or did someone just give you a note? Just like...
Grabe naman yung kapal niya.
It happens.
I was scrolling through social media lang after the event. And then someone was saying, the host is talking too much. Ganun, ganun. So,
wow. Yeah. Why I have to ask, why do you read comments?
I didn't. My friend... I really don't. Like, honestly, I don't. Because I forget also that people do comments. So even my previous videos, I don't read because the comment section exists.
Yes.
But it was my friend who said, hey, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Like after seeing this and I'm like, seeing what? And then pinakita niya. So dun ko lang nalaman. But I was thankful also.
But was it a legitimate comment na saying that you talk too much or was that person just trying to get under your skin?
Oh, no naman. I feel like kasi some audiences, if they don't have the best experience in a gig, parang titirahin na lang nila lahat.
Yes,
right? So parang that person got backseat row yata, and then parang daming tao. She's like, why did I pay so much money for this? This happened and this happened, and also the host kept talking too much. Ganun.
Yeah.
So parang nasama na lang ako dun. But it also shaped me and my hosting style naman. So,
okay.
Yeah.
More of surgical strike na hindi na shock and awe na you just keep talking. Pero meron naman kasi talaga mga ganyan eh. Pag feeling nila yung ticket masyadong mahal.
Yeah.
Or they bought from a scalper that really charged them 3 times the amount.
Yeah.
When they get in, they want the moon and the stars.
Yeah, they do. They want front row. They want to hold the artist's hand. And you know, that can't happen.
Yes. And then if not, they don't get it. Yeah. Patay ka na sa comments. Mm. Right? They'll say all these things.
Yes.
All right. Bob, so right now, your past is very creative, no?
Yeah.
There's a lot of, what do you call this, parang impromptu that you share mm-hmm. and you talk. You also do a lot of hosting, mm-hmm. But right now you're going to another chapter of your life. Totally different. So mm-hmm. just to let the memory keepers know, Bob just passed the law aptitude exam in the University of the Philippines.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow, grabe, no? Marami tayong mga guest na attorney dito.
Hello po.
Malapit na to si Bob. Just 3 years and then one year review.
Five years. Let's think realistic.
Anong year yun? Ito, mapapamat ka dito.
Siguro
2024.
Thank you, Lester.
Wow.
Saved us all.
2024, Bob. Mm. Can you imagine? Yeah. You'll be, you might be on the, what do they call it? Roll ano pa yun? When you sign in the Supreme Court.
Oh, I don't know what that's called either.
Once you do the oath taking and then you sign in the Supreme Court. So, okay, it's just two very different things, no?
Yeah.
Being creative, it's very fun. There's a lot of, for the lack of term, is maraming creative juices that are flowing, no? When you do law school, it's very rigid, it's very strict.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose to go that way?
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't something it wasn't something that I wanted to really go into after graduating. Because so many people, they're like, high school pa lang, they're like, I want to be a lawyer.
Yes.
Yeah, my family is a lawyer. This is my destiny. Ganun.
Yes.
I never even considered law until I started working in the music agency, actually. And then I started seeing how all of these artists, not just in the music side, but even graphic artists, filmmakers, how much of them didn't know their rights and how no one was really protecting their rights or educating them. And that really just inspired me to take law. And I was like, okay, I'll just give it a shot. If I pass, I'm going to take it. If not, then it's not for me. Ayun, but I passed. So here we are.
You passed the most difficult exam out there. So ang advocacy mo, when you pass, will be more for the artists.
Yeah.
More for the protection of the artists. I'll have to ask you a real world question.
Yeah.
But how will you, artists technically don't have a lot to pay yet, right?
I know.
Especially when they're starting out.
I know,
So pro bono ba gagawin mo?
I think I will, but then I also have seen recently opportunities, not just for the artists, but in, let's say, labels, music labels who need consulting or like their own in-house lawyers and things like that.
That's true.
Doing research, I see that the entertainment and copyright, which is the law, the type of law I want to go into, is actually a lot bigger than like what I see. And there's a lot more opportunities there to earn naman, which I was shocked with also, but I'm like, yay.
We can connect you pala with hi, attorney Pasilyao.
Hello. Right?
We just had Raymond the other day. He specializes in copyright.
Yes.
So you guys are towards the same direction. And the thing is, yes, artists don't have a lot of money, especially the ones who are starting out. But in 5 years' time, you don't know kung
That's
ano
true.
Na ba yung medium of transfer, medium of publishing. Baka you'll read the more they will need you now.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's always a way to structure naman payment.
Yes. It will come if you believe.
It will come. Okay. So anong expectation mo, Bob? Are you letting go of everything first, all the previous commitments, all the hosting, all the creative aspects? You're setting that aside first?
Well, in my heart, I really don't want to because I feel like once you have that creativity in you, you will always want to channel it somewhere or somehow. But so it's honestly for me, I don't have any plans of stopping hosting and things like that muna. But until I get into law school and then I actually see if I can handle it or not. Because people say different things. Some people say, you can work not full time and
it's hard, but
then some people are like, like you can do all these side things and still do law. Some people naman say, no, you have to focus on law 24/7. So I guess I really won't know till I'm there what I am capable of.
Okay, so everything on hold for the or not on hold?
Not on hold. More like we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the 8 hours of reading, 12 hours of reading? Because that's the reality that you have to expect.
I actually enjoy reading. So
okay, that's good.
I know there was like a checklist before I went into law school that people were like, see if you are actually into these things, because then you're going to have a hard time if you're in law school. So it's like, do you enjoy public speaking? And I'm like, I do naman, do you enjoy reading? And like, I actually do.
Okay.
So yeah, I think I won't hate it as much as the other people naman.
May isa pang question dyan. Mm. Do you like coffee?
I love coffee. Okay. I love coffee shops.
You will need a lot of coffee.
Yes.
Especially on your 18th hour, your 19th hour. Oh, you'll need a lot of coffee. Siguro bumili ka na ng coffee machine.
Yes,
mag-invest ka
na.
And there's a lot of, I can't find another word, pero there's, I think the schools, when you start law school, there's a lot of, maybe can you call it embarrassment?
For sure.
In class, you'll be called.
Yeah.
If you don't, it is humanly impossible sometimes to do all the assignments.
Yes.
Right?
Like you read 90% and then the 10% is what they ask you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't even think you can read 50% of what they
ask you.
Yeah, it's
not humanly possible nga.
Yeah, so, but I think you're built for it because as you were saying, natuto ka na doon from the previous experiences from your hosting, natuto ka na from other jobs. It's still very different once you get into law school, especially once you're actually going to the best teachers, not to the best class.
Yeah, I'm so thankful. Yeah.
So is there any preparation that you're doing right now? On when do you start?
August is when the next semester of the next school year starts.
So, August, ang lapit na.
Ang lapit na.
So, August is when you start. Do you guys already have your readings with you?
No, or? Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. So, upon... sorry, hindi ko kasi alam process ng UP. Upon enrollment, they give you... your syllabus?
Sure. I'm not sure if it's upon enrollment or upon like dun mismo when you start school. I think it's when you start. I think lang. Could be wrong. Sorry to the memory keepers out there who are lawyers.
No, it's okay. She's just starting.
Yeah.
So you're not sure yet. Pero ang galing. I like it that this day and age, there are a lot of lawyers who are very creative.
Mm.
Just the other day, we had attorney Raymond. He also likes to. What's that, Lester?
DJ.
Wow, that's
he likes
cool.
to DJ. And who's that who's that DJ that he said that's also a lawyer? Sorry, I forget the name.
Mark Marasigan.
So Mark Marasigan is a lawyer.
I didn't know that.
I just found out the other day, right?
Okay.
So now you're able to draw inspiration from Spill the Beats. Because I didn't know that there were a lot of lawyers right now that are very creative. Kasi yung iba, they take up law and then they become doctors, or they take up law and then they become CPAs.
Mm.
So ngayon ko lang naririnig na may mga lawyers pala na also are on the creative side. So bagay naman si...
Hope I can join their ranks. Lawyer pala siya.
Yeah. I just don't know how... sorry, what's his name again? I remember Raymond Marasigan. What's that?
Mark
Marasigan. Mm. No. Plus you guys are doing it at the right age.
Yeah.
No, you're still very young. Is there any law firm that you're looking at? If when not stop saying if Lester. When you graduate, is there any law firm that you're looking at?
I'm not actually
parang
no,
independent
naman.
Ang nararamdaman
ko
dito.
But I'm really interested in, if ever, IPO. So, the Intellectual Property Office. Or kahit just to work there for experience. Or PhilSCAP, which is the one that holds the yung sa royalties ng mga songwriters. Ganun. Those are the ones I know lang that I'm interested in.
You don't have to mention details, but I really sense that you want to protect the artist.
Yeah.
Was there an experience in your previous work that you really saw artists taken advantage of?
Yeah.
How bad did it get?
Not naman just in my work, but parang it's common knowledge naman rin in the industry, not just in the Philippines actually, but globally. Like,
yes,
so many composers and stuff are rebelling against their own networks and even in Europe, and it's like common knowledge talaga that artists, they don't really get paid what's due them because they're also not aware of their rights.
Yes.
Yeah. So, parang sad lang. Like, kunwari, there are artists I know that hear their songs being played na lang, and then I ask them, like, oh, are you registered? Ganon. Because you know you're supposed to get royalties from that. And they're like, oh, I had no idea. Ganon, ganon. So, parang nakaka-awa rin because they're not getting what's due them.
Sorry, can you educate me on royalties? How do royalties work? Once you have a song and it's played, how does it usually just the broad strokes, hindi naman na fine details or fine print, pero royalties works when your song is played, you get a certain remuneration ba?
Yeah. So it depends also on where it's being played. So kunwari, if it's on Spotify, syempre Spotify will give you a portion of some sales.
Okay.
If it's played naman in radio. a radio or a public place, that's public performance naman. So the establishment is supposed to pay for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on the arrangement that you have.
Yeah.
Okay. So your advocacy would really be the welfare of the artist.
Yeah.
And the other creatives, yun na matawag sa inyo na lang, di na ako sasali. Creatives, no?
Creatives.
Okay, so it is the future. Honestly, it is the future because a lot of it, creativity now has more premium than it had 10 years ago. 20 years ago. Sino ba magkakaakala 20 years or 10 years ago that gamers will have a career?
Yeah, exactly.
Diba?
Yeah.
Nung panahon namin, nasisigawan kami pag nag...
computer mo yan.
Oo. Family computer pa ata kami. Hindi ba kami PlayStation? So ngayon, everything is just so different.
Yeah. But I just want to share also on the business of entertainment law and things like that. I've encountered recently some filmmakers, and I just found that parang there's no one pala, or there's no law, I believe, that specifies how many hours they should work and things like that. So super naawa ako, like there are some directors and yun nga, filmmakers, they work like 2 days straight, parang 42-hour shoots, and apparently nothing is regulating that for them. Whereas in other industries, let's say in Hollywood, like super strict sila na parang, okay, you can only work this amount of time. So, lang. And I'm just like, wow, there's so much avenue pala for me to explore when it comes to entertainment law that I'm really interested in also.
Okay, I have to ask, the law firms and other lawyers, they don't cover this? Yes, I do know. For your generation, kasi you're not familiar with The Godfather.
Familiar naman.
Familiar ba kaya?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, there's this one scene in The Godfather where his nephew was a star in Hollywood, and there are unions in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Dito kasi sa atin, bawal ang mga unions ata on certain aspects. So there are no law firms or lawyers here that specialize in that?
None that I know of, but there probably are. But yun nga, parang a lot of, especially the independent filmmakers, the up-and-coming filmmakers, they're not aware of these things also.
Okay, so they really get the work down to the bone.
Yeah.
Kaya pala, may naalala ko isang candidate na yun yung gusto niya gawin, no? Protect the rights naman of the reporters. Okay, I get it. So yun yung appeal for you in law school. More of the creative aspect. All right. So you'll still keep hosting, right? You'll still keep the creative side. Okay, so what's your plan for your YouTube channel if and when it gets too busy for law school? You still plan to upload naman?
Yeah, I do. So actually, as I mentioned a while ago, it wasn't something I really decided, I'm going to be a content creator. I want to be an influencer, things like that. But when I started to actually, I bought a camera and then I started to film things. I was like, this is so fun pala. It's so fun to edit. It's so fun to conceptualize these things.
Especially
traveling and to take these videos and then to edit them as a travelogue.
Okay.
it's not something that I'd probably do in a parang at a set schedule because I don't have that discipline. But as much as my time and my creativity allows. So yeah.
It's an outlet for you.
It really is.
Even yung intro mo. Can we play it? Okay, so this is in
Japan, yeah. So I think around mid-April, I went to Japan with my friends and I just felt like taking all these videos and then I edited it into a travelogue and I just had so much fun editing. I like to the point na I don't really care if people watch it or not. So so it's really just been an outlet for me.
So this is a group of friends, not family.
No, not family.
And recent lunch a few months ago, no? How long were you guys there?
For 5 days.
5 days, mm-hmm. Wow. And was the purpose was just to get away or to create content?
No, the purpose was really just to travel. I just felt like I took my camera out and I took all these videos. These are like 5-second videos. And it was so fun talaga to just stick shit into a longer video.
Okay, so dami rin yung Lester, what do you call this?
B-roll.
Okay, so dami rin yung B-roll. Alright. So, you're just doing this by instinct.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't really read up on how to structure a vlog.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. And these are your friends.
Yes.
And then you guys were going around Japan.
Yeah.
Okay. And when did you decide, okay, sige, we just came to Japan for a vacation. Mm-hmm. Let me start posting. Why did you decide to upload this content?
I think it was, when I got there, I really had no, again, set structure. I'm going to vlog this or I'm going to take videos of this. But I just got so inspired by Japan in general because I've never been there before. And then so I just started taking these really short clips. Like nothing there is longer than 10 seconds probably. And I'm like, I feel like it would be nice if I just stitch this into like a longer video.
One whole video. Mm-hmm. It actually works. Because the thing is, with this video, it's like you're taking us along for the ride. You're taking us along or we're there with you during your vacation. Mm-hmm. Because that's the purpose of the travel vlogs, diba, Lester?
Yeah.
Yes.
Na parang feeling mo kasama ka. Hindi ka bumili ng ticket. Hindi ka nag-book ng hotel. Uh-huh. Hindi ka gumastos. Pero naka-Japan ka na.
Iyan.
Oh, diba? Kasi ganun, this is how it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you can transcend the experience from the lens to the person's or to the person watching, I think that's when it's a very effective vlog. All right, so your other there are two.
Oh my goodness, that other video.
Yeah, we all have to start somewhere.
6 months ago.
6 months ago. So your other video.
This one naman, sorry, just the background on this. So okay. I bought a waterproof phone case because we were going on a vacation with my family. And then it was so funny because after I got it, dun ko lang binasa yung mga reviews sa Lazada. And it's a bit part of the video. But then literally people are like, hindi ko makuha yung phone ko sa case na to. Like binasa ko pa yung case. Ganun. People were like, how the heck should I take my phone case off? And then like super funny talaga ng comments. And
okay.
I just got this really genius hack na par I used my cable to pull the phone out. And I was just like, you know what? I feel like people should know. Because I did honestly like YouTube search. And because when I need to know things, most of the time I go to Google or to YouTube, yung mga tutorials par how to get ano off, like how to get a stain out of your t-shirt. Ganon.
Yeah, that's
true. That's what I use YouTube for also.
That's true.
I realized there was nothing there about how to take a phone out of a waterproof case.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what, might as well just film something. And I really had such a blast editing it. So it became this whole like 4 minute may mga gifs pa siya and stuff like
that. Yeah, it works because that's true. What you just said right now is that people really do look up things that they don't know how to do. Mm-hmm. Or if there's a problem, they do look it up online.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the biggest predicament here. Once you put the phone in the case, it doesn't want to come out.
Yep.
All right. So, and you're showing them on how it can be done.
Yeah.
Very altruistic naman pala yung intentions. Oh, you wanted to be able to share the knowledge on how you were able to do it. And yung parang impetus mo doon was because you read the comments, mm-hmm. and in the comments, you saw people were just dying.
Yeah, they were breaking the case open.
I'm curious now. I want to see how it how you're able
it's
to
pull really it. Long actually. Like yun nga, I had so much fun like quote unquote vlogging or talking to the camera and editing it that it's actually in the middle of yeah.
You know what, for all the aspiring vloggers or content creators, mm-hmm. this is one of the things that we really talk about. You just have to start. Mm-hmm. Because this is now helping you out with future content. Yeah. This gave you experience on how to go about doing vlogs and editing, mm-hmm. and how to talk in front of a camera. There's a lot of experience that happens even on your very first video, just like dito sa Spill the Beans. Mm-hmm. Yung mga first episodes namin, talagang pagod na kami. Natuto na kami na hindi mag-shoot ng gabi.
It was fun. Like, it was fun to watch. I mean, I enjoyed. I don't know about you, memory keepers, but I enjoyed watching those first.
Thank you. You're one of the few.
But it was so funny kasi and so natural, parang hindi siya scripted or anything.
We tried scripting once. I tried it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. It's awkward. It's hard to look at the paper. Yeah. Bottom line, you have to immerse yourself in the speaker. Mm-hmm. And then if you script, ang hirap na. Wait, what's happening? What's this? So this is how you pull it out.
Yeah.
No, I'm really curious how you pull. This is, can we mention ba? This is from Lazada.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. Because I might get this.
It's a pretty good case. It's just like.
It's waterproof.
It's waterproof. And it's all. Yeah. I mean, it works naman. It's really effective underwater.
Okay. But wait, why do you need a waterproof case?
Oh, I wanted to because my family went snorkeling, so I was wanted to take
videos.
Ang dami kong sinabi. Sobrang kinagir ko yung video na to, promise.
No, it's actually it's very smart because a lot of people will look it up, especially if it doesn't work. So it does come out.
Yeah.
It's giving birth. I like that. I like the description. Okay. So on the parang incipient stage lang, the initial, yeah. You need to pull it out.
Because if not, it really gets stuck.
Grabe naman yung mga iba. Binasag na nila.
Yeah, binasag na yung case. Tapos parang may isa daw parang nasira yung phone niya or something. Like a minor crack. Because he really tried to open it. Basta the comments are so funny. And I really should have read the reviews before I bought the product. But here I am.
Why did you not read the reviews? I'm wondering. Because I'm also guilty of that. When I see something and I already like it on Lazada, yeah, forget the reviews.
Yeah, that was me. And also because like I think my trip was, I guess, like 3 days. And then I was like, I have to get something fast and I don't want to go to the mall.
And at least they deliver pa, diba? Okay, so it was already, you were bullish at that point.
Yes.
You wanted to get it, so you bought it immediately. And hence, it gave birth to your very first content creation. No? You created content for the first time. So we'd like to thank Lazada for Bob's very first YouTube video.
Yes, thank you to that waterproof case.
Yes.
This is talking mga phone ng tao.
Actually, I was wondering when you would create content. Since when you started when you did hosting, mm-hmm. I was thinking you were built for it.
Oh,
but for so long there was no channel. Uh-oh. Right?
I mean, honestly, it's so. Like, to be honest lang, nakakatamad kasi siya to set up a camera and then to be like, okay, how does the audio sound? What do I know? And then to think about, oh, I have to edit this pa. But
yes.
When I started, actually, when I just go, because I had a lot of time that was like Christmas time and I wasn't doing much. So I was like, okay, why not? And then that's when I was like, oh my gosh, editing is so fun, shooting is so fun,
yes.
And things like that. So actually, since these two videos, I have a lot more like in store, like things that I've shot now that I just haven't had time to edit.
And you haven't had time to upload.
And upload.
Sayang, I hope you can do it before August comes.
I will, because that once August is there, wala na akong time. So I probably will. Like, I'm in the process of editing them. I think I have like two more Japan videos. One of them is another travelogue. Because I was there 5 days with my friends, 5 days with my family. So I took naman the 5 days with my family. And then I also did like a vlog. Like, I vlogged for the first time in Japan in this one amusement park. So
it's
I'm
about
excited
time
to
you
edit.
Vlog.
I'm excited to edit it. Yeah.
And then you'll upload it.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so for all the memory keepers, I hope you take note of this. You take note of this channel. It's Bob Ekarma. I'm pronouncing your last name correctly.
Yes, Ekarma.
Bob Ekarma. She has two uploads right now. No, you shouldn't be ashamed of it. No, you just have to, because that's how you start.
Yeah.
There was a time we'd only upload every 2 weeks or longer, because it is very daunting just to shoot, edit, and then upload. And you were saying that they can expect something else, maybe a video or two.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but unfortunately, memory keepers, I hope you guys already jump on this channel, because by August, Bob has a new chapter in her life. She's starting law school, but hopefully, as she said, she's still going to try to be creative and continue some of the previous work that she's done, like hosting, and what else, but aside from hosting?
Spoken word.
Yeah, so hopefully we still see you do those things. All right, Bob, can you believe it? It's already been an hour and a half.
Wow.
Right?
Time flies.
Okay, so Bob, can you invite them to subscribe and watch your channel, subscribe and watch and like and share. right now, on your ano na lang, no, street on her camera. So just invite the memory keepers to your channel.
Okay, hi memory keepers, so I just wanna invite you again to go to my channel. It's Bob Ekarma on YouTube. That's BOBECARMA. I just have a few videos, but you can expect a lot more coming up, well, a couple more coming up. So please do like, share, subscribe, comment, and all of those good things.
Very good. Bob, I have an idea I'd like to suggest.
Go.
Do you know there are law students who vlog?
Yeah, I heard. And people have been telling you should vlog law school. And I'm like, I think you're all gonna be bored with it.
Kaya ala, baka mamaya madala ka sa litigation.
Bawal yan.
Pero there are law students who vlog. There was one memory keeper who tried to catch up with us when we were in Baguio with Daily. She was vlogging. She was in law school and she wanted to follow. Kaya lang, you know, school sometimes, hindi mo ma-dictate yung, hindi mo ma-determine yung oras.
Yeah.
So that's one content that you can do, right? You can vlog law school.
Yeah.
And then it'll just be very challenging with time.
Mm-hmm.
Sayang, Bob, I wanted to, I had a shameless proposal na naman. But when you have time, because we're trying to put together a group of people who can vlog.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're still conceptualizing it. But when you have free time, I also don't want to distract you from law school. I know that it's going to be such a demanding time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Bob, thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much for joining us here in Spill the Beans, and to my very talkative partner.
I'm
just teasing you. Ganyan naman dynamics namin ni Lester. Parati lang kami nag-aasaran. So anyway, thank you very much for coming.
Ang
bilis, di ba? Sabi ko sa'yo, it feels very fast. So thank you very much for coming, Bob. So we'll just look at this camera. Someone, please, let's go home. Ayoko na, let's go. Someone, please take me home.
Let's go home. Thank you, Bob, for coming here in our Spill the Beans podcast.
Thank you.
And memory keepers, I hope nagustuhan niyo yung episode na to. And if you do, don't forget to subscribe on our channel.
Yes.
Oh, and also Bob's channel. Yeah. So it's a Bob Ikarma channel.
Yes.
To subscribe and watch her videos.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you
for watching Spill the Beans. We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.